Well, we know that television rules our world these days, and the hardest, the brutalist, I suppose, critic there is Rudy Vandenstone. He joins us right now. Good morning, Rudy. What have you got your eyes over on the TV world?
Hello to you, Spider, and hello to you, Bridget, and everybody listening to 92.5 Gold FM and the Goldie.
Morning. The Rudes. Hello, the Rudes.
Yeah, Rudy Vandenstone here, your TV critic, and this week I'm taking my trusty plumber's plunger to the S Bend of Australian TV to try and remove the horrific monster body that is Australia's Got Talent.
Oh, no, hang on. I actually don't mind this.
What a stinker and what a mess. You know, this show makes me want to watch Liz Hayes pass away on 60 Minutes.
Oh, come on. I thought if you're going to slam anything, it'd be the full Monty.
Oh, the full Monty, please. This is almost the full Monty of variety television. It's back like effluent brought in on a king tide, and the ninth season is being hosted by Ricky Lee Coulter, one of the greats of Australian television. She's number three on my Oz Idol all-time list, behind Cosima DeVito and Paulini. But I think it was last seen stealing a car somewhere in Sydney. Anyway, never mind.
They have a lot of variety on the show, though.
Yes.
Never has a show had a more ironic title than Australia's Got Talent. Let's take a closer look at the judges. Nicole Scherzinger, American Nobody. Manu, professional annoying Frenchman and the bell end. Lucy Durack, delightful Australian actress and singer. And when somebody is described as delightful, it means they're a good person, but very boring. Speaking of removing massive bodies, Shane Jacobson.
Yeah.
A man that was brought to national prominence playing a lovable, lisping Portaloo man in the 2006 film Kenny is probably the best known of the judges on this year's panel. Poor Shane has had trouble getting work since Kenny, though, hasn't he? And I'm imploring the industry to please throw him a bone.
No.
No, of course, I'm kidding. Shane will do anything for a buck and has never said no to anything. IGA ads, Isuzu ads, chip ads, shapes, and, of course, the Jenny Craig campaign. Fail. That man is the definition of a yo-yo. Anyway, hosting talent shows is nothing new. As the host of Little Big Shots, Shane worked with precocious, annoying children, and now he brings that stunning skill set to judging the flotsam and jetsam of Australian society, who could seriously not give up their day jobs, and they shouldn't. In fact, some of these people should actually get a day job, because when I watch Australia's Got Talent, it looks like a bus pulled up full of people from Centrelink or a mental asylum.
Oh, really, but some of them actually, if you watch it, the backstory is beautiful on some of them.
The backstory is always about struggling with adversity, right? Overcoming the obstacles in your life and still not being talented. The usual suspects are there. Singers, dancers, acrobats, jugglers, magicians, micmocs that play the spoons or gum leaves. Jesus wept, give me somebody talented. There's only ever been one talented person turned up by these type of competitions, and that is the hirsute cat lady with the cardigan and the tight curls, Susan Boyle. She's half man, half woman. She looks like a munter, but she could sing like an angel. Australia's Got Talent should be on the Amnesty International list of cruel and unusual torture. Take me to the vet and give me the green dream. I hate it. Goodbye.